بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والدمسك بالله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 10th juz of the Holy Quran. One third of the Quran is complete, beloved brothers. And like this, in another few days we will say the second third of the Holy Quran is complete, and then the month of Ramadan is gone. So let us see that with what time we have available on our hand, let us inshallah try to make the best use of it. Let it be such that by the end of the month there is no regrets, there is only looking forward to what we will receive because of the effort that we have put in this month of Ramadan. Of what was recited tonight from when Mawlana Ibrahim started, Bara'atun min Allah wa Rasulih, that surah of the Holy Quran was the first surah revealed to Rasulullah ﷺ without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every other surah before the revelation of that surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was revealed and recited, and then the surah was revealed, or the verses was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is such a thing which invokes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the things which Allah Rabbul Izzat was to mention after that was direct, straightforward and clear cut to all of us. And for the Muslims from that time, and it will last until Qiyamah. This is what Allah wants from you, this is how Allah wants it done, and do it in that way. If you don't do it in that way, there is going to be reverse and adverse effects of it. That is the ayat that was revealed in this specific surah of the Holy Quran. Any person, beloved brothers, we find the time when people say, go out, spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who will do it, some people who have the intention that inshallah we will do it. There are others who have objections to it. Those who have objections should read this surah of the Holy Quran. If you still have objections after reading this surah of the Quran, then write it off. There's nothing that nobody can do for you. Understand? This is the verses of the surah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions precisely about those who will spend time in the path of Allah and those who won't spend time in the path of Allah. That is how it is. Unfortunately, like we said last night, that it isn't possible to translate all of it at one go. Like Mawlana Yahya said on Sunday, that come and talk to us, we will explain to you which translation of the Holy Quran to get, which is simple and straightforward. You get the old ones of Pictol and I don't know what's the other one. With the English, you must sit with the Arabic and the English and a dictionary to understand the English. So it's, some of them are very impossible to understand, the and thou and all the stuff. Don't understand it. There is simpler ones than that. I will explain a little bit of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions towards the last quarter, from before the last quarter, going right into the last quarter, the last 8 raka'ats of the Taraweeh, is a section of the Quran which deals specifically with the munafiqeen, with the hypocrites. I have read through one book, we have one, there is books that is written about it, the 40 qualities of a hypocrite. The 40 qualities of a hypocrite. A person who finds those qualities within himself will be known to himself as a munafiq, as a hypocrite. Then there is obviously the others that is mentioned, that the person is such, إِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, if he make a promise, he go against his promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, when he is given a trust, an amanat, he does not look after that trust. Right? And when he speaks, or when he is in an argument, then he uses vulgar languages. And this type of thing. These are all the different qualities that is mentioned about a munafiq. But even if those qualities are in a person, another man does not have the right to tell somebody else you are a munafiq. Because that is only between the person and Allah alone. No one else will know it. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ, from amongst the people of Medina at that time, مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ, they have a hypocrisy entrenched within them. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تعلمهم, you do not know who they are. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ, only we know who they are. So the quality of a hypocrite, the doings of a person who has hypocrisy within himself, Only Allah Rabbul Izzat knows, nobody else knows. Only He will know, and Allah will know. Here again Allah mentioned some of the qualities of the munafiqeen. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'duhum min ba'd. The hypocrites from the men and the women, they are from one another, they are part of one another. Ya'muruna bil-munkar. They instruct one another to do that which is wrong. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And they stop people from doing that which is good. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. Their hands are closed. Their hands are closed. Come time to spend in the path of Allah, they will never do it. If it is something that they must do, they will do it. If there is a way that they can get around it, they will do it. Other people look for an excuse. You know what? Can I give my child zakat? Or right, I'll give him the zakat and then he give it back to me. That's what they do. People are looking for this. When zakat becomes much, then he look for a loophole. When this is there, look for a loophole, especially when it comes to money. Nasullaha. What had happened in reality is the biggest thing that had happened in their lives. This is what Allah mentions. They had forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had forgotten about Allah. It is something which is so easy to happen in anybody's life. Nasullaha. They had forgotten about Allah. And in return, فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Allah had then forgotten about them. Allah save us from that. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Verily those who are hypocrites, they are definitely those who openly transgress the order and command of Allah. They are those who will, in Ramadan, some person have got a sugar, for example, diabetes, type 2, 3, whatever the case may be. Right? And because of this, he have to take the insulin and he have to drink something and he can't fast. It is a genuine excuse. And you will find the person who, in his heart, his desire is that he wants to fast. But his condition, his sickness is such that he cannot. That person, out of shyness, because he knows it is the time when Allah's order is supposed to be carried out. If he have to eat something, he will do it in the quiet, not with everybody else seeing him. And then you will find another man who will find an excuse. He has no excuse. And he will walk in the street with his cigarette. He's not worried of no one. This is the difference. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Allah has promised the hypocrites from amongst the men and women. وَالْكُفَّارِ. And those who disbelieve in Allah. Allah has promised them نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah has promised them the fire of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain in there forever. هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ. That is going to be sufficient for them. There's nothing else for them. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. On top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have cursed them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And there will be a severe everlasting punishment for them. See how many times Allah speaks ill about them. How many times? Then there is... one story that one of the ulama have mentioned to us when we were by the all workers' door in Durban. Mawlana Ahmad Lat spoke and he explained this few verses of the Holy Quran. There was a person who was living close by the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what Mawlana was explaining to us, that it is of utmost importance that we should keep touch with the masjid, keep touch with the people that is in the masjid. Keep touch with the community. He was explaining to us this. Around that, these verses that we recited tonight came in there. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ. From amongst them, there is such people who have promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person was living close to the masjid. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me that I become wealthy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left him in that condition. He didn't tell him anything. And it happened a second and a third time. And eventually this person decided he will make dua himself. In the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba, he then makes dua. And he says, O Allah, if you give me wealth, لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِ. If you are going to give me from amongst your sustenance, لَنَصَدَّقَنَّ. We are going to give sadaqah in abundance. وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We are going to be from amongst the pious. How many of us isn't this the same condition? When you see somebody else giving a lot, then you think, ish, one day if I got, I'm also going to give. And the day comes when you got, then you forgot about it. Huh? How many times doesn't it happen? What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth. Allah blessed him with wealth and gave him more and much and much, until a point came where he had so many animals it could not be looked after in Madinatul Munawwara. He had to move out to the farm, to the farmlands on the outskirts of Medina. So he did this and he bought himself a piece of land and he went and he stayed on the farm. And his animals grew and they became more and more and more, and he was wealthy. He used to first come back into Madinah Munawwara for Salat. And then it became difficult. Then he used to come into Madinatul Munawwara for Jumu'ah. But as the Masail grew, it came to a point where he felt that I don't have to travel over this distance. I'm living in the farm. For a person who lives in the farm away from the town, it is permissible for him to make Duhar Salat at home. He doesn't have to make Jumu'ah. All the conditions of Jumu'ah is not attached to him. So eventually this is what had happened. And then he started to make his Duhar Salat at his own farm, at his own place. After what had happened, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, after we had given him a lot and in abundance, the collectors of zakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went around to go collect the zakat. When they came to him, he asked the question, is there now a tax on the Muslims also? Do we also have to pay tax? So the collectors returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, O Nabi of Allah, this is what he had said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about him, Mardud, let him go away, we are not interested in him anymore. So then what had happened, he realized on the other side that, you know what, I said something wrong. Let me rather go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go and fix it up. But like as time goes past, you get busy with this and you get busy with that. He didn't get as far as doing it. By that time, Allah Rabbul Izzat had revealed this ayat. When it came time for him to give, بَخِلُوا بِهِ, he became miserly. وَتَوَلَّوْا, he turned away, وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, he turned his face away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His initial promise was, oh Allah, you give me, I'm going to give. This is why I asked the same question earlier on. How many of us, when we see people giving, then we think, I wish I can give. And the day comes when you do have to give, and how easy is it for that same quality to come into our hearts? Allah Rabbul Izzat then mentioned the next verse that was revealed about that person. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. Allah Ta'ala filled hypocrisy in his heart, and it will stay there until the day when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ, because of a promise that he had gone against, which he made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, and because they had told a lie. Love brothers, again I'm asking you the same question again and again. How many of us look at somebody else giving and we think that maybe when I have I will also give, and when the time comes to give, then your heart's condition have changed. How close is it that nifaq can come, hypocrisy can come in the heart? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا, do they not know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ, Allah know everything that is happening in your life, that which is secretive and that which you keep to yourself only. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the unseen. Love brothers, this verse carries on in the same fashion, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a munafiq, when a hypocrite dies, when a disbeliever dies, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا, do not ever make salatul janaza on one of them. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ, do not even go stand by the side of his grave. Why? إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, because he disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the Nabi of Allah. So that gives the answer to all those who ask the question, if my Christian friend died, can I attend the funeral? From Quran, you can't. You can't attend his funeral, neither can you stand by the side of his grave. Allah said, don't do it. Why? Because his heart was filled with the hatred of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the yajstik in Islam. So beloved brothers, if there is anybody that you have feeling for and he does not believe in Allah, then the best you can do for him is make an effort that he starts believing in Allah. That's the best you can do for him. Once he's dead, you can do absolutely nothing to change it. So let us see that. Like I've mentioned, that whole three-quarter juz is filled only with this. Direct commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct injunctions and instructions. So let us see that how we can take our deen seriously. Why? Because if we don't take it seriously, nobody else is going to tell us to. Everybody else is going to take us along their path. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, a time will come where you will follow behind the Yahud and the Nasara step by step, till a point where if they go into the hole of an animal, you will follow them inside. So let us see that how we can look after ourselves. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. Look after yourselves. Huh? Allah give us tawfiq inshaAllah. نويته أن سوم غد أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه سنتي لله تعالى. الحمد لله. We have a jamaati from India. So if the brothers have time, inshallah, tomorrow to try and spend some time with the jamaat, inshallah. Jamaat sati jo Hanafi ke masala par witr namaz padte hain to inshallah wahan kamre mein padhenge. No monetary country. Scram the
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.